Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes. The Texas Supreme Court is blocking a judge's ruling allowing an abortion for a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis. The state has one of the nation's most restrictive abortion laws, but the ruling applied only to Kate Cox. Her lawsuit seeking the procedure says her baby is at high risk of stillbirth. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says her case doesn't meet the criteria for a medical exception. KTVT-TV's Jack Fink.
Paxton sent a letter to Cox's doctor and three Houston hospitals Thursday saying the TRO will not insulate you or anyone else from civil and criminal liability for violating Texas's abortion laws, including first-degree felony prosecutions and civil penalties of not less than $100,000 for each violation. In response, the Center for Reproductive Rights, which represents Cox and her doctor, accused Paxton of fear-mongering. Quote, he is trying to bulldoze the legal system to make sure Kate and pregnant women like her continue to suffer.
The United States blocked a UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, even though it was backed by every other member of the body except the United Kingdom, which abstained. CBS's Robert Berger.
Basically, Israel sees the ceasefire as only helping Hamas, and so does the U.S. I mean, Israel's stated aim is to destroy Hamas, so it needs more time to fight, but the Palestinians say that the U.S. is assisting Israel in genocide.
Parts of the nation are in for some nasty weather this weekend, including the Rockies and the Midwest today. The Weather Channel's Kelly Cass.
From the Tennessee Valley back toward the Mississippi River Valley, that's where things really begin to start up. But even ahead of that, we've got showers in Atlanta that could cause a ground delay or possibly a ground stop up towards Nashville. The storms are moving in by this evening.
A federal judge has banned a policy that separated more than 5,000 children from their families after crossing the border illegally. CBS's Jeff Glore.
The judge ruled the Trump-era policy will be banned for 8 years. The former president and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner has not ruled out resuming the separation policy if he were reelected. Just last month, Trump defended the 2018 policy and claimed that it stopped people from coming by the hundreds of thousands.
In Houston, there's a mayoral runoff between Representative Sheila Jackson Lee and State Senator John Whitmire. The two powerful politicians are seeking to run the nation's fourth largest city. Lee and Whitmire made it to the runoff after beating a crowded field. If Lee wins, she would be Houston's first black female mayor. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is not immune from the threats due to climate change. Think of long droughts, intense rains, and big snowstorms. Mike Moan tells us about efforts to draw attention to how these threats affect older people in particular.
Academic leaders have established the Aging and Climate Change Clearinghouse. The goal is to spur and catalog research, intervention work, and policy efforts around the U.S. to address climate change vulnerability among those 65 and older. Cornell University's Carl Pillemer directs the project and says if extreme heat events become more common in this part of the country, older residents aren't likely to be equipped to protect themselves.
So, for example, a number of older people in areas prone to heat events don't have air conditioning because they've never needed it.
He suggests state-level climate adaptation plans need more specific details on protecting these individuals. Meanwhile, project officials stress they don't want to portray senior citizens as victims and that getting involved isn't just meant for younger generations. The Clearinghouse encourages older individuals to raise awareness and serve as volunteers in making their communities climate resilient. Pillemer says the nation also needs to set aside political ideology in confronting topics like these.
Even if you have your doubts about what causes climate change, almost everybody can agree that we're experiencing changing weather patterns that are going to affect vulnerable people.
Beyond preparation gaps, he says chronic health issues made worse by air pollution and healthcare access barriers are ways in which this population will especially feel the climate change burden. The project cites data showing that by 2030, more than 1 in 5 Americans will be at least 65 years old. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 45 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, 29. High of 33 tomorrow.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Joel Clayfish alongside Danielle Fairman on 540 AM WA.